About the Jesus Christ, we all believe as a Muslims that it's written in the Holy Book that he has died, and even our promised Messiah has proved that he died as a natural death in Kashmir. When we discuss about the with the Christians and other people that he died in Kashmir, they said that after 2,000 years after Jesus Christ, now you are proving that he died there. Would you put a light on it? And
so many things have been proved to us after many thousands of years, very thousand years. The whole process of progress indicates that all that is known to us today was not known to the people before us. And it's a constant process of increase of knowledge, new ideas, new discoveries. So why should it not happen to the world of religion, and only it should happen to the world of the Prophet? The Holy Quran is a living book, a world in itself, full of wonderful facts which are hidden from cursory observation and which are kept hidden by design for certain times. There is also mentioned about the calls of prayer of Pharaoh being saved by God.
That's true.
And the fact remained hidden to the eyes, to the sight of earlier people. Suddenly it was discovered. So these discoveries are sometimes designed to be made later on, at appropriate time. So the appropriate time for the declaration of this truth was the time when the promised Messiah was sent. He had to fight his battle, he had to prove to the world. So this is exactly as it should have been.
But he proved from the Holy Book, is
yes.
It true?
The scientists of the world proved from the facts of life which are present there, were present. In fact, right from for billions of years, the facts were here in the world. But they were hidden.
It means there are still so many facts in the holy books that we don't know still.
This process is being unfolded by God. It will continue to be so. You can never encompass knowledge. It is only Allah who can encompass knowledge as such. And man can only be led to a portion thereof, whenever Allah so desires. So in this world, ordinary world, we find that every day new knowledge is added to mankind, while the phenomena was there already. The facts are not added. It's only our comprehension of the facts which changes. The moon and the stars, the moon and the stars, planets, etc., all the apparent motions of the sun and the moon, the apparent motion, they were the same, yet they were interpreted differently. So why don't you object against these scientists that how on earth could you find it today, while your forefathers, the great people at the time were startled and so on, they missed the same facts while they were there all the time. Why didn't you object to them and reject this